Hello, this is a Thursday Q&A call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is April the 23rd, 2020. It is now 8:30 Standard Eastern Time, PM, and everything on this call is being recorded. This recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, which is DrAlexanderLloyd.com under resources. Before we get started today with our call, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process, as well as Trilogy, Healing Codes 2, and so forth. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today, we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Codes process or any of the other processes to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. If you dialed in from your phone or web call, you can hit star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand here on my computer screen. If you're with us on the web call, you also have the opportunity to press the button that says raise hand. You should see a little hand symbol there. And if you raise your hand, I will call out the last 4 digits of your phone number or your name if I see that you're calling in from a web call. And that will be the Q&A part of our call. As always, we like to open the call by doing a universal healing code process together. So I would like to invite you right now to just relax and unwind from your day. And try to tune in to whatever you feel you would like to address right now, or just staying open to this wonderful healing energy. So I would like to invite you right now to see if there's anything that you've been working on that has been an issue for you that you would like to address right now. If there is something that you would like to address, I will guide you through a few steps. If you would just like to stay open to this process without addressing any specific issue in particular, you, of course, do not have to go through these steps. But for those of you who would like to do that, I'm going to give you a few guidelines right now, what you can do. We do recommend rating the issue on a scale from 0 to 10, just to see how strong it, or how much it bothers you, how strongly you feel that issue is still an issue. And then once you have rated the issue on a scale from 0 to 10, ask yourself how that issue makes you feel. So the issue could be anything at all, but what we would like to go to and focus on is how it makes you feel emotionally. What do you feel? Or even what thoughts or beliefs come up when you think of that issue. We ask that because these things that we answer to that question, those are the internal spiritual heart issues that we would like to address. And that's the conscious part of what we see when it comes to that issue. For example, if you have an issue and it causes anxiety or stress or fear, you know that that's the heart issue. The anxiety, the fear is the heart issue that we would like to heal. Now, you can also rate that feeling or belief that you have identified on the scale from 0 to 10, just to see how strong you feel it. And then you can even take it a step further and ask yourself, do I remember ever feeling this way in my life? What's the earliest time I can remember feeling this type of anxiety, fear, or whatever else you answered to that question, how that makes you feel, that issue? Now, if anything pops up, that will be your memory, and I would highly suggest including that memory in your prayer to ask that this memory be healed in particular, and any other memory, of course, that are connected to that particular memory. And we want to address that, because that will be one of the root causes, or even the root cause of the issue. Even if consciously it doesn't make a lot of sense, or if you do not see a connection, just know that if something does pop up, it is definitely connected, and you can include it in your prayer, which tends to speed up the healing process. All right, and once you've done that, I would like to invite you right now to say a prayer from your heart about that issue that you have addressed, or if you do not have an issue that you're addressing right now, just say a general prayer for whatever you would like to receive right now, or even maybe how you would like to feel, or enhance the positive feeling that you already have, whatever that may be, and I'll give you about a minute right now to do that. All right, if you have not finished your prayer, feel free to keep praying even while we do the healing code, or while I'm going to read the book I'm going to read the prayer from the book, the healing code, or of course you are free to join me right now in this prayer and just mentally insert any issues that you would like to address today. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues, any memories, any feelings, beliefs that you have identified, would be opened, found, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, and let's get started with the first hand position, which is both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And just relax. You can focus on a love picture, on a truth focus statement, or just let it work on you, within you, and just see what happens. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. And relax, focus on your heart. Allow it to work for you, within you. Let go of control. trying to control the process. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. And take nice deep breaths from your stomach and relax. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. In our last position for this code, both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Alright, and you can place both hands over the middle of your chest if you'd like, or just relax your hands in your lap. If you have some water handy, you may want to drink some water. Just get comfortable. Again, welcome. Thank you for being here. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few technical details again. So you can call in if you have a question. If you would like to ask a question, you can press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand here in our instant teleseminar platform. If you're calling in from the web call, you can also just press the hand symbol, which will raise your hand. And I will then unmute your line, either by calling out your first name, if I see it here on my screen, or the last 4 digits of your phone number. If you would like to ask a question but would not like to call in but send us a written question, you also have the opportunity to do that if you're with us on the webcast. And there you should see a chat box. You can just type in your question and press submit. You can leave your name and email address if you'd like. And if I receive your question in written form, I will, of course, read it for everybody to hear. All right, so if you have any questions, please do come forward. And I'm going to check if we have any written questions. Okay. Okay, we have a question from Lily from Berlin in Germany, which is my hometown. Hello, Lily. Okay, her question is, have there been any cases of people with brain damage healed? Just wondering, as the book doesn't refer to any, if I'm recalling correctly. Lily, thank you so much for your question. Me personally, I have been working as a coach with a Healy coach for a little over 6 years now. I personally have not worked with anybody with brain damage as far as I know. And I have also not heard of people with brain damage. Now, having said that, I do believe that our bodies are miraculous, and I do believe that once stress heals, even things that are deemed uncurable can heal. Just for example, when we think back to the story of Dr. Ben, who healed from ALS, that's something that's, that we deem uncurable, but he still recovered. So who's not to say that that couldn't heal as well? Now, I do have to say again, also as a disclaimer, there's no healing code for any type of physical ailment or any type of symptom that we may have issues with on the physical level. However, we have seen people heal from any types of physical ailments as well. But the most important thing is always to focus on the issues of the heart that we can identify. So, for example, if you know someone, I'm guessing that you ask because you know someone with a brain damage, or even you yourself have suffered from gluten, or yourself, how that makes you feel. What type of emotion, feelings, thoughts, beliefs are you experiencing when you think of that? So we would like to get as specific as you can. Not necessarily answering with a physical sensation. That's not what we mean. We really mean your internal experience of that. So, for example, when you think of having that condition or having that damage, perhaps, like I mentioned in the beginning of the call, maybe it causes some fear within you, or some hopelessness or anger or whatever it may be. So we want to get a, specific emotion that you feel related to that. And once you've identified that, that's what you would like to focus on with the healing code. So in your prayer, you would ask that whatever you feel, all internal heart issues connected to that be healed, but especially that thing that you have identified for you. It's always helpful to look for earlier memories. So again, if, for example, you feel fear regarding that issue, you would ask yourself, what's a fear memory that comes up that feels very similar or even feels the same as far as the fear is concerned. Now, don't let your mind trick you. Don't let your head trick you. If you think, for example, you as a child, you were afraid of the dark or a dog or something like that, it could still very well be a memory that has to do with that fear that you're currently experiencing, because our heart does not care if we're feared of a dog or a physical issue or the future. It's about, that feeling of that fear when we break it down to the actual, the smallest, the feeling of it, right? So that's what you would like to focus on, or that's what I would recommend you focus on. And of course, again, if you're doing it for yourself or someone else you would like, or what I would recommend you do is work on those internal things and for you to feel that peace again, for that love to come forth again. And I always recommend turning to the 12 categories. The categories are kind of like a map that we can use to help us navigate our issues. And there's really no issue that we could have that does not fall into at least one of those categories. So we just want to make sure that we get the most profound healing as possible, and also to be able to really heal on a deep level in all area or all levels of our being, right? So that's what I would recommend, Lily, you do. If you have any other question, please do let me know, and I'm very happy to help. Great question. All right. I do see a caller. I think this should be Patricia from New York City. Let me open your line. Hello.
Hi, Anika. Thank you so much.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. I really cannot complain at all. I did have a question. I've had this question, actually, for a long time, and I'm glad I have the opportunity to think of it and address it. It has to do with trilogy. I've done trilogy. It's not my favorite. The healing codes remain my favorite, both healing codes 1 and 2.
Yeah.
However, from time to time, I will do a trilogy. Dr. Alex really does indicate that that's an extremely powerful healing tool, so I do give it a try now and then, especially if it's incorporated in one of the other, in let's say one of the calls for a specific issue, you know, those custom guided calls, then I do it. And I have actually connected to it more in the past, but I tried doing it in the last 2 weeks, and I have a question about the river of energy that's referred to. I don't quite know how to visualize it. What am I, where are, I know it's coming through the center of your body, from, you know, the front and the back, but I'm not sure. Sometimes it's referred to as rivers of energy, sometimes river of energy. I try and picture a white light going up my body, but I'm very vague about whether it should be just in the front or front and back. And how could you help me with that? I'm not sure what
I'm
picturing.
Well, I think, you know, that's very also very individual to each and every one of us. I love that picture that you just painted, basically, you know, that white light flowing through you. That's really beautiful, I think. Now, you have to remember it's an energetic pathway, right? So it's not, as far as our physical eyes are concerned, we cannot see that pathway. Now, however, as far as I understood correctly, it's really basically it's on the midline of your body. So it would start at the base, pretty much between your legs, and it would go up, you know, your the midline of your body all the way up to over your chest, over your head, and on the back of your, so basically it goes back on your spine all the way down back again to the bottom. So it does go in
a circle.
Mm-hmm. It does go in a circle, yes.
See, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to be picturing one river in the front and one in the back. But.
Yeah. So it's as far as I understood correctly, it's pretty much, you know, it's like one river, but we have, you know, since we have two sides of the body, right, it's kind of like.
I see.
Yeah. So you could imagine that as well, you know, that white light, just not in.
Yeah.
Just
even
front,
now, even
back,
talking about it now, it kind of, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
It feels like it's alive now.
Yeah.
It feels more alive, and that it is, it makes sense.
Wonderful.
That it would be flowing to all parts of my body, because sometimes it's going down and sometimes it's going up. And, you know, my legs are down, my legs and feet are down, so that helps with thinking that energy could be going to them. I'm even kind of feeling it,
sure,
talking
of course,
about that.
Yeah.
So that I thank you. That helps a lot. Yeah, some energy coming up and
wonderful.
Some going down in a circle. Okay, I did not realize that. And it's amazing because I'm really feeling it in my right leg, which really
is wonderful.
An issue.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Like the, you know, when we think of a flow, right? It's nice to have kind of like a circle, like a, you know, like a cycle that. Yeah, and it's just like never ending, basically. So it's like that perpetual energy. And I also like, for example, because I love that. You know, the river, I really, it's kind of like I see some, like, even like a stream of water, you know, really beautiful, and it could be mixed with light, but it's really up to you, you know, whatever your heart is coming up with, and I think that's beautiful. You know, some people have a hard time imagining stuff, but if you do see something, I think that's wonderful, and stick with it.
Thank you so much. And I would just like to add, last time you and I spoke, we talked about, I chose an issue of exhaustion, and I recalled a memory from my childhood that was related to exhaustion. Well, I have since had a lot of insights about that incident and the feelings that it brought, the incident itself brought up, including one tonight as you were introducing the code for all of us to do in the beginning of the conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, okay, I'll work some more on exhaustion and on that particular incident and how it's related. And then I realized, another connection. It was like, I don't want to get too specific. It is such a loaded incident. I can't even tell you how loaded it is. It's very personal, too.
Wow.
It's about, but the part I realized tonight is the person who addressed the exhaust, one of the people involved. There were three people involved, including myself and two other individuals. The one person who reacted to the second person, I realized now that at the time when this individual reacted so vehemently to what the other individual had said to me in relation to my exhaustion comment, that I was so tired, and then I realized that this person had a whole perspective on me related to that exhaustion, and they saw me in a certain light. They saw me as a disabled person, and that really was tremendously affecting to me to realize that they saw me in a category as a, it seemed to me they saw me in a way other than for my essence of who I was. They saw me in this sort of outside viewpoint, rather than seeing me as Patricia and knowing me as an individual, my soul. They saw me in this category, which was very distressing. I realized, I keep having insights over that episode. Because it was a trauma. I didn't have a ton of traumas in my life, I'm happy to report, but that was one of them. That really was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
wonderful to hear. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. And I know that this person did not mean to cause trauma. This person really did love me, and I love this person. But this person, I know had such guilt themselves over certain things, and they didn't forgive themselves, I'm quite sure, for different things related to my exhaustion, that it was, they took it very personally when somebody else made this comment. Sort of, the person kind of belittled what I said when I said I was exhausted. But it was a child. It was a child. So how can you, act that vehement? Anyway, so I have a lot to, think about with that and to code about still.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. Yeah. So it's
wonderful. Well, I'm so glad, that those insights started coming to you, and I think you're on the right track with that, receiving more healing.
So when I do my coding, and I'll do whole coding, the Healing Codes 2 has all these categories, so I'll do it on sometimes my relationship to myself and my relationship to God, my relationship to others. I do that, or forgiveness, all these different things, and I code, and I always include different aspects of this incident. So it's very helpful. I'm
very
grateful
that
we had this discussion that time and that it came up, because I think I was complaining to you that I didn't understand having to remember a feeling. But then I remembered, an actual incident related to the exhaustion. And then that brought up all this other stuff. So great. I'm grateful. Our discussion.
Wonderful. That's great. That's great progress for sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And
wonderful. Do you have any other questions?
The rivers of energy. I appreciate that too. No, I'm good for now. Thanks, Anika. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, Patricia. Anytime. Okay. I'm gonna mute your line, Patricia.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And if anybody else has any other questions to come forward, and I'm going to check in the meantime if we have any more questions that were submitted. Okay, I do not see any other questions. If you do have a question, don't feel shy. That's what I'm here for. So very happy to take your call and to answer your questions to the best of my ability, and my knowledge, and my experience. Okay, so I do not see any other hands up right now. So what I would like to do, since we still have a little bit more time, let's go ahead and do another code right now. And if you do have any other questions, please do come forward and raise your hand by pressing star 2. And I will then take your question, of course, after we finish with the code, but just to definitely give you some more time and opportunity to work on whatever issue you would like to address as a group right now. It's a really, really wonderful opportunity, even though we're just, well, virtually together, but we are really connected in spirit, and that's the wonderful thing about this. All right, so if you would like to address the same thing as at the beginning of the call, feel free to do so. If you have anything other, any other thing that just came up perhaps during the call, you can also address that, of course. I would just like to give you a few moments to regroup, to see what you would like to address, and say a prayer. And then again, I'm going to say a prayer for the healing code together, and we're going to be doing it, and I'm going to guide you in this code again. All right, if you haven't finished praying, feel free to do so even while we do the healing code together. And feel free to join me, of course, right now in the prayer that I'm going to be reading for everybody. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your issue, your problem, any memories, any feelings you associate with that, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. All right, and relax, and we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And relax. Let go of control over the process. Just allow it to work within you and for you. Finding healing every and anything. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Relax your arms and process. Wonderful. All right, if you do have any more questions, now's the time. I'm going to check again if anybody submitted any written questions. Okay. Yes. Okay, so if you do have any more questions, do raise your hand. All right, thank you so much, everybody, for being here today. We are very happy to be there again for you next week at the same time. It's going to be the upcoming Thursday. It's every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My name is Annika Constantine, and I was very glad to be your host today. I am going to open your lines, so if you would like to say goodbye, now's your chance. And I wish you a wonderful, blessed week, and see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone. Thank you so much, Annika. I really appreciated this.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, good.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.